USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A record-breaking heat wave is crippling most of the West. National Weather Service meteorologist Josh Weiss has details.
Maybe Wednesday the 19th, but really by Thursday and Friday of next week, some of that heat will start to abate pretty much everywhere but the far desert Southwest.
Rolling power outages were ordered Friday night in California. Cooling centers have been set up in many cities to help residents get out of the heat, but they're more restrictive due to the pandemic. KNX reporter Margaret Carrero.
In light of the coronavirus pandemic, safety measures will be in place, such as extensive cleaning of the centers and physical distancing.
They're designated seats, so the seats are spaced apart with the social distancing practices.
Kevin McGowan, director of LA County's Office of Emergency Management, says face masks will be required and people will be asked to self-assess for symptoms.
This is USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes! We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
President Trump hasn't changed his mind about funding the Postal Service. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns has details.
President Trump is doubling down on his threat to withhold funding from the Postal Service. It comes as Thomas Marshall, General Counsel and Executive Vice President of the USPS, warned 40 states that state deadlines to request, return, and count ballots may clash with the realities of mail delivery. The president's threat is now tied with his coronavirus relief package.
Would you be willing to accept the $25 billion for the Postal Service, including the $3.5 billion to
get
them?
Sure, they give us what we want.
And it's not what I want, it's what the American people want.
Former President Obama has accused his successor of trying to suppress the vote.
What we've never seen before is a president say, I'm going to try to actively kneecap the Postal Service to encourage voting, and I will be explicit about the reason I'm doing it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new California gun law has been ruled as unconstitutional. USA's John Hunt has the story.
A 3-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals threw out California's ban on high-capacity ammunition magazines, saying the law violates the U.S. Constitution's protection to the right to bear firearms. Judge Kenneth Lee wrote for the panel's majority, even well-intentioned laws must pass constitutional muster. California's ban on magazines holding more than 10 bullets strikes at the core of the Second Amendment, the right to arm self-defense. He noted that California passed the law in the wake of heart-wrenching and highly publicized mass shootings, but said that's not enough to justify a ban whose scope is so sweeping that half of all magazines in America would be unlawful in California.
The United Nations Security Council has rejected the U.S. proposal to extend an arms embargo on Iran. The Dominican Republic was the only country to support the proposal in the Security Council vote late Friday. Russia and China voted against the U.S. resolution, and the rest of the council members abstained. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo criticized member states for their lack of support. The U.S., France, Britain, China, Russia, and Germany originally negotiated the nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action with Iran, in 2015 under the Obama administration. But President Trump withdrew from the nuclear deal 4 days before a deadline to recertify the 2015 pact. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.